Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Auckland Hospital Radio, your bedside entertainment system. Here's a song to begin our programme today from my album Pearls of Great Price. This song is about a wise builder and a foolish one. You'll be hearing more about these characters in our Bible reading today, which follows the song. Here is the parable of the wise man and the foolish man.
Therefore, everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. That's when the rains came and the floods rose and the gales blew and blew and hurled themselves against that house, but it did not fall. But if anyone who listens to these words of mine and pays no heed is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, that's when the rains came and the floods rose and the gales blew and blew and hurled themselves against that house, and great was its fall. And hurled themselves against that house, and great was its fall.
Today's Gospel reading from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 28. We'll be hearing a passage of Scripture which brings to a close Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount. According to some theologians, chapters 5 to 7 of Matthew's Gospel, which contain the Sermon on the Mount, may have been a series of sermons collected together rather than one long sermon. But regardless of this, Jesus has just been outlining the way his followers must live, that is, if they want to build their lives on a firm and strong foundation. So I'm reading here from verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And cast out demons in your name, and do many deeds of power in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. According to this next hymn, Jesus' teaching speaks to our hearts and sets our souls ablaze. It teaches us and trains us, rebukes us and inspires us. It's Lord for the Years, sung here by the Christ's Hospital Chapel Choir.
Lord,
Jesus taught with such wisdom and such authority that the crowds were amazed. His teaching here was not directed at those who would reject his word. He was speaking to those who accepted his words, but who might fail to put them into practice. In this passage, he tells the crowd that only those who actually did the will of his Father in heaven would enter the kingdom of heaven. The word he spoke to them needed to penetrate their lives and lead them into action, not merely go in one ear and out of the other. And it seems they needed to know him personally too. The content of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount was revolutionary to say the least. It still is. He'd been telling his followers how blessed they were if they realized their need for God and his ways of love, purity, and forgiveness. He preached, "If someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn and offer him your left." He said, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And take the plank out of your own eye first, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's." Such words from the Sermon on the Mount still have the ability to catch our breath now. But don't we continue to ignore wise advice today as experts give their warnings on all kinds of subjects, ranging from the pollution of our planet and its oceans to the dangers of amassing weapons of mass destruction or selling arms for profit? Jesus' words are still so very relevant for today's world. Just to give an example, if a country with a huge arsenal of nuclear weapons threatens another country and imposes sanctions upon them for testing one or two, is this not still a case of taking the plank out of your own eye first and only then being able to see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's? When will we ever learn? When we ignore wise advice, or when our moral compass has totally lost its direction, we must face the consequences of building on unsteady foundations. Only those who build on solid bedrock can expect to withstand the fiercest of storms. Here's a song called "My Hope Is Built on Nothing Less."
My hope is built on nothing less.
Let me just offer you this illustration. Just imagine for a few moments that you've been offered the chance to buy a $7 million two-bedroom apartment in the most luxurious high-rise building west of the Mississippi for less than half the price. The owners of the apartment no longer wish to live there, and in selling it, they will lose $3 to $4 million in the deal. If you had that kind of money, wouldn't you jump at the chance? The building itself boasts 58 floors of opulence. Built at a cost of $550 million, it has every possible amenity you can think of. Wine cellars, cinemas, lecture theatres and all kinds of things. Famous people from the world of business, sport and technology live there. It's the place to be. So what's the catch? Well, the building in question, the Millennium Tower in San Francisco, is slowly on the move. It has sunk 16 inches since its completion in 2008. It now leans 7 inches to the north and 2.7 inches to the west, simply because it was not built on bedrock. Isn't that dreadful? No wonder lawsuits have been coming in thick and fast. You see, without a firm foundation, even the world's most impressive, most luxurious building can so easily become the world's biggest mountain of rubble. And besides that, also a grave danger to the people living there and also those in the surrounding buildings. Do we cut all kinds of corners in life? Are we trying to live outside of God's plan, His foundation for us? Or might we have the courage instead to become people with God's vision and God's mind for His world?
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me save that thou. Sleeping.
That was a hymn called Be Thou My Vision, sung there by Nathan Pacheco. Jesus spoke as one who knew about building. In Matthew 13, he was known as the son of the carpenter. So presumably he would have known the importance of building a house on solid foundations, whatever the material. In the area where he lived, it would have been so easy for someone to have built a house in a gully or a valley where the ground seemed firm enough, but not in winter, when flash floods could suddenly rise up and sweep away fragile buildings. In Jesus' parable, a storm hits both houses, but only one remains standing for good reason. Who knows what storms may lie ahead of us? Will we be able to withstand them? Have we built on firm foundations? I believe that people today long to witness qualities of truth and integrity and honour in our politicians, church leaders and rulers, for through such people lies hope for the future. They lead the way. But do we ourselves portray these qualities? The sure way for a nation, or indeed an individual, to return to health surely lies in turning away from what's wrong and learning to practice what is right. Here's a song sung by Kiki Palmer, The Man in the Mirror.
As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways, and no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change.
God says to his people in 2 Chronicles, "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will heal their land." All this can be summed up in one word, repentance, which simply means turning right around from doing what we know is wrong and turning instead to God. This week, for the first time, I'm finishing with a prayer of repentance. Perhaps there may be one or two of our listeners who feel they'd like to say this confession along with me this morning and just turn a corner in their lives. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have wandered and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things we ought to have done, and we have done those things that we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But you, O Lord, have mercy upon us sinners. Spare those who confess their faults. Restore those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may live a disciplined, righteous and godly life, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. May Almighty God, who forgives all who repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, and confirm and strengthen you in all goodness. Amen. And finally, a beautiful blessing to end our programme today, sung to us by Jonathan Vera. I hope and I pray it blesses you. Have a great week, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now. I leave you with Go Peaceful.
Go peaceful in gentleness through the violence of these days. Give freely, show tenderness in all your ways. Through darkness, in troubled times, let holiness be your aim. Seek wisdom, let faithfulness burn like a flame. God speed you, God lead you, and keep you wrapped around his heart. May you by love. Be righteous, speak truthfully in a world of greed and lies. Show kindness, see everyone through heaven's eyes. God hold you, enfold you, and keep you wrapped around his heart. May you be known by love. May you be known by love.